There's a famous scripture in Philippians chapter 2, which talks about the fact that we need to have the same mind of humility that Jesus has. It says that even though he was in the form of God, this is Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 5, have the same mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. And out of that, God has exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. But I want you to notice this, that it says he came in the likeness of men. Paul uses that word likeness for a specific reason, because the word likeness is absolutely connected to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And the idea is this, that even as God created man in his likeness, then we lost the likeness of God. And so Jesus now reverses this by being born in the likeness of sinful men. In fact, we see this also in Romans chapter 8 and verse 3. He says that God did what the law could not do and that it was weakened by the flesh, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. And so in that sense, we are blessed by a God who made man in his image, after his likeness, and yet we fell from that through sin. But Christ is born in our sinful likeness in order for us to regain the likeness of God. Because going back to Romans 8, he says this in chapter 8, verse 29, for those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image or the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And that's the point, that now we are restored to an Adamic-like recreation, and that we are now born of God. We are now able to be like him, truly recreated in the image of God. From that, Paul says, we need to start walking like Christ. We need to walk in that kind of humility. If Christ had that much humility to go from being God down to being born in the likeness of us, then we should walk in the likeness of him. What does that mean? Well, certainly it does mean that we need to be humble. But more than that, Christ humbled himself to the point of giving his life. That Paul says in Romans 12 that we are living sacrifices. Now, there's an oxymoron for you. A sacrifice is something that dies, and yet we're supposed to be living. We are daily living as those who have been crucified with Christ, where we have to follow Christ. We have taken up our cross, that we are willing to give ourselves, to give our everything we have, everything we are. That is true humility. Insofar as Christ emptied himself, here's a real question. What is he asking you to empty yourself of? Certainly, we already got that we're supposed to empty ourselves of the sin and of our own ways, our old man. But I want you to understand that there are some things that God is calling you to empty yourself of pride, of any human achievement, of anything that you could look down on other people for. That's what Paul had to face. And he talks about in Philippians, that he could have been, you know, seen as the Jew's Jew. He had all this earthly accolades. And he empties himself to say, I count that as nothing. I count it as rubbish. So I'm going to ask you to do a little introspection in your prayers to say, Lord, and if you have the courage, ask God to show you what he wants you to lay down, what he wants you to empty yourself of, what picture he wants you to take off the wall, what earthly honor he wants you to lay down, as a way of saying, I am following Christ in all that I am, all that I do, all that I say. So I bless you with that thought in Jesus' name.